I asked Mark how that, the emotion of a victory like that, when it could have gone south, but you still get 2 points in a dramatic fashion. What does that do for a club at the beginning of a trip?
Oh, it was emotions, right? The right word. It was just lots of emotion on our bench. They overcame a number of obstacles, and I really liked the way we played in the third. I thought that was our best period. We built. We got out of the gate a little bit slow, probably 8 minutes there. We were still riding the bus back and forth. For those of you who are at our hotel, you'll think that's funny.
It was.
The rest of you won't. And then I thought we were pretty darn good road game. You know, I think they played hard and played well and competed hard right straight through. I thought we handled the... handle some of the things that happen on the ice really well.
With the effort that Shifley shows both ways on 3-on-3, it's a wonder he had any gas left to make that play at the end. How did you read that between Shifley and Wheeler at the end?
Well, yeah, and that's why they ended up going back out, to be honest with you, because of the timeout, right? That helped us. I mean, it's still the right call for their coach to make, but it helped us because Mark went heavy into the boards there, and I ended up splitting up all the normal pairs that we use. It worked, almost. They got some great saves, and Brassard made, you know, maybe the best one of them all on a 2-on-0. So, but you're right on. There was lots of emotion, and Mark was wired all night. I thought he was really, really good all night long and battled defensively. It's what we were trying to get better at, and as a leader, he certainly took it very seriously and competed real hard tonight.
How about the time and the amount that you were able to use your fourth line in Appleton's first game?
No, I liked them. I mean, they were at the right end of the rink when they had one D-zone shift, but they were right on it. Mason skated better tonight than he would have in camp. Like, that's the progress that we see our young players. They spend some time with the Moose, and Pascal Vincent and his staff do a fantastic job because he looked right. I mean, he looked big and he looked fast. He got in on pucks. He contained them. He looked like... he and Jack had something there together, so I was really happy with that line, all three of them. And you would have liked that to have been the game-winning goal. You'd have liked not to have been in the penalty box. And then you would have, because it would have been just for them, I thought they were real good.
Do you have to be impressed with the determination of Shifley and the other guys to keep getting those chances in overtime and win it after Kincaid made all those saves?
Right. And that play easily dies, right? They're tired, and that was some real good gut check there. I mean, they worked for that. I mean, that's a heavy, heavy goal to score at that time of the game.
I thought Ben Sherratt did a pretty good job for your club physically tonight.
Big physical along the walls, moved the puck well, stopped a lot of plays coming into our end where we were able to break them out. I thought that was the change for us. The first 10 minutes, we weren't moving the puck very well, and they were fairly aggressive with their forecheck, and we started moving it better. And a lot of those were real good handoffs by our goalie and started to move.
What can you say about Andrew Kopp, who had missed 3 games previously? It looked like he hadn't missed anything.
No, he was really good. And I'm so happy he scored a goal because he's been really snake bit here at the start of the year. And that line, you know, they got a crossbar. I think we had 3 or 4 tonight, but that line was good as well, start to finish.
Paul, did you see losing the lead in the third as being similar to some of the other games?
Not even close. I liked our whole. There'd be two things I don't like. I don't like being in the penalty box. But I love the kill. I mean, we had them regrouping in the neutral zone with just one forechecker, so it was really good. And then 6-on-5, probably a little fatigue on our back end. We just couldn't get a handle on the puck. I don't think we've given up one of those in an awfully long time, and it certainly wasn't our goalie fault. I didn't feel that. There's about a 30-second block in there before they pull our goalie that I think we weren't as aggressive as we need to be. No, I like the way we played.
Has Lauren Brassard been able to prove anything to you that you didn't know about him
season? Well, for sure, but he did it day 3 in training camp. So we're doing a real loose drill, and he stopped at the time Kyle Connor, Mark Shifley, and Blake Wheeler 3 in a row, and he had absolutely no business stopping any of them. So everybody kind of got their eyes opened. And he was a real competitive, hard worker, and then he just brings that right into the regular season. So he has a win against Carolina, a win against Arizona. I think they put up 48 shots on us. He had to compete hard, just like he did here tonight.